B-Pod Studios.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
These guys,
oh my lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly. And the average age is dead.
What is that?
The locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
There is a man taking a poop.
But he's having a good time. Cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
Turkey came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. Follow us on twitch.tv. You can watch the show. Follow 98.5 The Sports Hub. Rich, Brookline's a terrible place. I lived there when I first moved here. I hated it. And we take actual 911 calls and play them on the air to illustrate this for the people.
Yes, they sway from the unreasonably angry to the frivolous to the why are you even calling 911? It just seems to be a amalgamate of 90% of these calls should have never been made.
All right, here we go.
911, the phone is recorded. Where is your emergency?
Hi, this is Stay with the Transrava caller online. She's in apartment 9R reporting the people in 10R purposely don't flush the toilet. And so it smells really bad in her apartment.
Yep, that's mine. Thank you. I'll take that. I'll take it from here. That's right. Thank you so much. Yep, I am the Brookline dispatcher. This is one for me.
This is not Roto-Rooter.
I gotta take a deep breath before taking
the people next door don't take, they don't flush nothing.
Yes, yes. Which apartment again? I will investigate.
All right, well, take it from there. Brookline.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. I can barely speak. I've been overcome with the smell of poop. I have congenitive poop disease. It smells.
Can you imagine me and the cop having to go in there? I'm sorry, man. There's a regulation amount of feces in the toilet. I mean, these hippies are right. I mean, they did put a brick in the bowl to limit the water pressure.
Okay. Hello. It's deliberate. It's been going on and on. It's beginning to make me sick.
It's called slatering.
They're sitting the wrong way, the wrong direction.
They're upper deckering it. It's clogged bad. No plunges stands chance. I hear the snake, it's useless. They keep breaking sticks in it.
This might be one of the worst ones we've had.
I'd like to smell. It smells like duty. Bad. And they're doing it on purpose. Just to annoy you. I'm living in filth just to bother you.
Okay. I'm in 9R. The problem is coming from 10R.
You should see him eat cheese after cheese after cheese. When he goes, it must be something.
All right. And have you called management about this? Or?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Well, that's what you're for. Have you called management or a plumber?
Would I call the police?
No, well, no. I mean, 911, right? That's pretty much what it should be, the slogan. 911, right? When in doubt, call 911. They're a concierge service. I mean, they are Brookline's concierge service. 911.
Yep. That's what it's become.
Have you called management about this? Or?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Nothing effective has been done. The point is, I'm just getting sick from it.
Like, is it smelling in the hallway on the 10th floor? Or is that...
It's my bathroom. It's now gotten so bad I can't even use it most of the time. Or right. on sometimes I can't use it at all.
Well, then what are you doing? Mm-hmm.
So I got the bathroom next door smells so bad that it's making her bathroom smell mm-hmm. so bad that she can't use it.
Correct. Maybe it's whoever smelled the Delta situation. Maybe that's what the 911 operator should say.
So this is like a Fight Club situation where it's actually the person in the other apartment is really her.
That's
but she's
right.
blocked it
she
out.
She owns both apartments and she's knocked down the wall. We knocked down the wall so we could go side by side together. But he's making a mess of the whole arrangement.
And sometimes, half the day.
Is the management doing anything about this? Or
no.
Is it causing any other...
It's also, by the way, this hazard. It's terrible.
It's a hazard what?
It's a health hazard. If she has any disease, it's going to go all over.
There's cooties all over the place. There's a green haze that's emanating from the vents.
It's going to go everywhere.
What? What's going everywhere?
All my plants are dying. It's that smelly. Look at... I wish we were FaceTiming. I could show you this flower wilting. I'm telling you, it stinks. I'm running out of clothespins already.
I just
the paint's peeling off the walls. The real paint peeler dumps. They're going to have to pay for this whole room to be refurbished. It's crumbling at the foundations with smell.
It's permeated the furniture.
No. Every time I sit in my easy chair, it's like I fought it 8 times. And I'm telling you, I'm not farting.
It's going to go, okay.
The point is, it stinks.
Is there any water leaking into your unit, or?
Yeah, no, just stench.
Okay.
But really bad and deliberate.
Okay, well, if they don't let them in there and they don't smell anything...
There's a guard right at the door. Right. I can phone and I can go down and tell her they're coming.
He's got a uniform on that says P squared. Poo police.
That poor guard.
He's a guard. He guards the toilet. From anyone with any cleaning products, not allowed. There's a bald man that keeps trying to get in there with some cleaning products, and he keeps him away. His name is Mr. Clean. He's 10 times the size of him. There's a whole situation going on over here with guards and everything else.
Okay. There's a guard right at the main entrance on the street.
But I mean, without being able to get into the...
There's a guard right inside. She will see the police and open the door.
All right. Well, somebody go check it out.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Did you understand? There's a guard in a glass door. She will see them.
With eyes, 2 of them, if I'm not mistaken.
You understanding what I'm saying?
He has 2 things in his head that I believe can see. They're called eyes.
You understand he's got 2 eyes.
You understand. He'll let them in.
Right.
Yes, you notice how she just gives up because she's trying to say, like, the cops can't come just go into their apartment because the lady says it smells. But the lady gives up right away. She's like, sure, I'll just send the police.
Sure.
She tried to explain it for like 10 seconds. And then not even 10 seconds, for like a second. And the woman's like, no. So she's like, okay, I've learned my lesson. Why? You don't negotiate with these people. Just send the police out.
No, I don't mean in the
building. There's an elevator. You just get off the elevator.
I know that they can get off the elevator, but they can get it.
Follow the scent of feces.
Sure. It will like lead Pepe you. Le Pew, you will just glide to the scent.
Don't be... No, it's not the house downstairs. They're just cooking. No. This is the smell of real poo.
the elevator.
I know they can get off the elevator, but
they can get into mine. I will let them in. What she will, I assume okay. I don't know what she will do.
Okay.
Thank you. Fine.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
That's gracious.
Oh, they start off the bat
it's
with someone.
Making me sick.
The disgust in the woman's voice too. Who's taking the call?
Well, yeah, because it got transferred to her. Because she's like, of course, this just got transferred to me.
It's a health hazard. If she has any disease, it's going to go all over.
It's true. I mean, that's
the point is, it stinks.
I mean, that's how you get leprosy. It's just smelling someone's feces. All right. Well, we have to break.
So the cops show up with like a plunger? How do they take care of business?
No, the cops show up. They go upstairs. They listen to this woman complain. And they go, man, we simply can't get into this house. I mean, we can't force ourselves into the apartment. We would need a search warrant or their permission. And the people, I'm sure, would not let the police into their house. Just because the lady next, that sets a bit of a precedent, don't you think?
I would think so.
Like, I don't want the cops just coming into my apartment every time the lady next door complains.
The point is, it stinks.
I mean, let's just get down to brass tacks. I'm talking poo, baby. I mean, let's not beat around the bush. I'm talking real stinky feces.
It's also, by the way, this hazard. It's terrible.
I mean, I don't know what they're eating.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. I mean, these people, with all the ears of corn, I don't know what you'll find. All right. Well, there's plenty more where that came from. If you hand us a loaded toilet, I mean, we're not going to just let that slide. I mean, that's going to get stopped.
Well put.
I mean, if you hand us, if you load a gun with the loaded toilet bullets and you hand it to the Toucher and Rich show, if you think you're getting out of there in 2 minutes, you've got another thing coming.
First call out of the gate. Yeah. Someone from Brookline calling your neighbor not flushing the toilet.
I mean, there's a lot of poo jokes to make, and they're not going to make themselves. So, I mean, if you were looking to get out of this early today, you've got another thing coming.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tub. Get out of here. Come on. Don't listen to them. Listen to no one.
Don't listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
Richard Rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. No!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, Miss Cash.
Oh, 98.5, the Sports of the Bankroll Boys. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. We got Joe Murray in studio if you want to see him. They put a big light in front of him, which isn't even on. They just have a camera right there on him, and you can see him. And is there Lifshatz today?
I see Dan. I'm looking at the Twitch feed. I see everybody.
We're efforting Dan Lifshatz.
Everyone is there.
No, I see Lifshatz.
I see him.
Dan's but here. I don't know if we can get his audio right now. So Joe, who I hear him and Dan every Saturday morning as I travel to. Wherever the hell I have to go for the Sudbury. I believe I was going to Sudbury when I heard the Over-Under show from 7 to 9 a.m. on Saturday. I was going to a couple of basketball games. And then I on the way back, I heard Joe and Leroy, or was that on Sunday? That was Sunday. Sunday, so when I was going to Hanover, I heard the Joe and Leroy
show. Starland?
Starland.
Dude, I used to go there as a kid.
Starland. Unfortunately, it was raining. So I could only use the bumper cars that were very, very scary.
Bert Breer waxed poetic about that last week in
because
Starland.
The bumper cars would start doing flippity-flop like the circles.
start spinning around without any notice, which I did not care for because I felt I had lost control of the vehicle. They said that when a certain part of the song started, but it was some song, and it wasn't like when it broke, the song broke down or when it went to the chorus. It was just random parts of the song. I didn't care for that. Daddy wants to be in control of his vehicle, if you understand what I'm saying. I don't want to Tiger Woods the thing into the side. But nonetheless,
Closest go-karts, I believe, to Boston right there.
Yeah, couldn't ride the go-karts on account of the rain.
They got the ones in, Quincy? Or actually, Braintree. They got that F1.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Unfortunately, they do not have youth basketball to be played there. So that is not something.
You can drink and go F1. Well, obviously, you can't drink and then
They don't recommend it. I don't think you're supposed to, but there's a bar after you're done can go to that's right there.
There's a bar at Starland. There's an outdoor beer garden.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, gentlemen, the NCAA tournament is winding down, and outside of UCLA, it's been what was promising to be a bit of craziness has turned into a chalk situation. And UCLA, even though they were a play-in game, I mean, it's UCLA, so it's not that exciting. How have you guys done so far?
So the underdogs are where it's at. This past week, we did very well. We went 2-2 in the Elite Eight. I at least went 2-2, but I think the Zags are the best team I've seen since the old Duke teams.
Three first round picks are saying, a second round pick.
They've won 27 straight games by double digits,
but they're killing.
That's ridiculous.
They're killing good competition.
They killed them the other night. USC was the best team in the Pac-12. They destroyed them. They have two first round picks, possible like top
three.
10 picks.
From what USC, I saw, they have no. USC.
Yeah, USC had two Zags.
USC
three.
Is allowing under 60 points a game in the tournament, and I think Gonzaga had what 50 at halftime.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
John, I'm looking at the spread of the Gonzaga UCLA game, and I'm thinking 14.5 points isn't big enough. I'm thinking that you still take Gonzaga on that one. There's
fifth
no question.
Highest spread all time, I believe, in the Final Four.
Well,
and I saw that they're 1-3 so far.
All I know is
spread those teams.
UNLV was undefeated. They could not be stopped, and they ran into a Duke team that said, not so fast.
This Gonzaga team is the most dominant team I've seen since that UNLV team.
And what's funny is that UNLV team had better talent.
Didn't they win that year? UNLV won that year.
No.
No, they did
that
not.
That year was
91?
No. They won in 90. They ran Duke off the floor in 90 and
that's
then lost
the Stacey Augmon team.
Stacey Augmon was on both teams.
Augmon, Greg Anthony, Larry Johnson.
Okay.
But they had five NBA players on that team aside from those three. But I mean, so the talent in the UNLV team was better. But Gonzaga certainly is up there.
Baylor's the sleeper to me. We were supposed to get Zags versus Baylor. COVID hit. And that was the game we didn't get. I think that's the game we'll get in the national championship. I don't know. The Zags are great, but Baylor is very good. They've been streaky, though. They start slow at times. I don't know. The value to me is Baylor because the Zags are minus 190 to win at this real moment.
Let's just start with the two games individually. So on the UCLA versus Gonzaga, when I talked about the 14.5 point spread, and you said it's the fifth highest of all time, I'd like to see what other matchups there were. Now, this has got to be the highest for the Final Four, I would have to believe. So what do you do there? Like, which team are you taking on that game?
I don't know if Dan's with us, but 14.5 points looks good. Guys.
I think I'm on the phone.
Yeah, you are on the phone.
Yep.
Okay. What do you got, Dan?
It opened at 13, and I was able to snag a Gonzaga minus 13.5. I think that's unfortunately where you have to go in this game. I mean, UCLA and Johnny Juzang have been fantastic, but I can't take the points. You just watch what they did, like in the past couple games. It's ridiculous. It's destruction. Anyone who gets in their way, it's not a problem. So. UCLA has been a really fun story, but that's pretty much all they are at this point. They're probably going to be a story after this game.
Yeah, so you would still take Gonzaga with those points, and I would too. I mean, just watch this be the one game where UCLA ends up pulling some sort of craziness.
It's
but,
the tournament magic.
Well, if I could talk a little, fishy lines here. Every Gonzaga spread or total has come down to the number. The second half line or the total, right, against USC, the final basket of the game kept it under. against Oklahoma, the spread was 15.5. They won by 16. The total went over by 2 points. Every Gonzaga spread or total comes down to the number when it comes to the Vegas odds makers. The real money is taking the team totals in the first half It's hit every single game this tournament with Zags. So first half team total, it was 38 in the last game, and I think they scored almost 50, as Wallach mentioned. So that's the real money when it comes to the Zags. But that game in particular, have you seen the characters on these teams? Like, if you're just watching the games, like, you know, you look at Timmy. He's like, what's he, Christian Laettner all of a sudden with the, you know, like the flex and the goatee stuff?
He's
and
got
like,
the Gardner Minshew look. He's the guy.
Yeah, Timmy? and then there's Kispert, who's got like, you know, the bandana, you know, Joe Harris looking hair, and like Suggs is like the best guy they have. Then you look at what Tiger Campbell. Have you seen this kid, this hair? And then what's his name, Jaime Jaquez? Like, there's some real characters if you watch and you can get behind them. And Cronin's a guy you can get behind, a coach. And if you want a real bad take from 2 years ago, Mike Francesa
hated the UCLA coach. He goes, he's a great coach, but UCLA. Here's a perfect Francesa, not the imitation, but something he would say all the time. You know, yeah, he's a great coach, but he's not UCLA. UCLA special. You know, UCLA, you need a face. You need a face. He doesn't have a face. like what? Like, what are you talking about? To be UCLA, you got to be UCLA.
Well, maybe his dad is the new Sister Jean, right? His dad stands every place.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That Sister Jean. Imagine an old lady going to basketball games. It's nuts. Nuns, I only thought that they lived in bell towers and never went outside. And if people got mad at the Sister Jean thing, and I'm not mad at it. It's just the whole thing was like, I think it's a little insulting to Sister Jean. I mean, Sister Jean, is it so odd that the woman wants to go watch a sporting event? It's not that odd. Well, I mean, please.
Dan, we got saved from Sister Jean versus Syracuse. That saved that. We were going down, man.
Yeah, that would have been real bad. I don't like Sister Jean. I don't like the story. Like, honestly, like, yay, she's a nun. Woo, awesome. I don't care. Like, she's an old lady. Awesome. It's a ridiculous story. I don't care. I know. I know that sounds super mean and whatever. I'd rather hear more about the players. I didn't even know the players on the team because
Dan Lifshatz hates Christianity and old people.
Yeah, I mean, it's really mean.
Hate grandmothers.
It's really mean. I mean, you are under the obligation as a human being to care about everything a nun does.
He hates women, Christianity, and
hates
old
religion.
People.
I mean,
Dan Lifshatz.
Yeah, Dan. I mean, thank you. Thanks
all
for
Saturday
saying.
Morning.
Thanks for starting it off with "It sounds mean," because you are absolutely right. It does. You are under the obligation to care about everything she does. All right.
Okay. Oh,
so, well, let me do this because we don't have a ton of time. Okay. All right. Right before we went on the air, I have placed two bets. I placed one bet on the over win total for the Cleveland Indians. I think it's very low at 81.5. So I've taken the over in that, and I have taken my St. Louis Cardinals +125 to win the NL Central. A lot of people are very hot on Milwaukee right now, but those are two bets I'm very confident, especially the Indians. I should have probably put more money on it. But when we look at futures, as today is the last day to put these in, we have until 1 o'clock, even though Cincinnati should have opened up the season yesterday, but we've thrown tradition out the window. All right, but at least they're not playing in Japan. All right, what are some futures, gentlemen, as we roll into the season today? We have to get our bets in before 1 o'clock. What are some futures, if any, that you guys are looking at?
What do you got, Dan?
Well, we just did our baseball season preview podcast, I believe, on Monday. We talked about a few things. I personally really like the Orioles under. I know everyone is, you know, surprisingly high on them this year, but I think they play in maybe the best division in baseball. And if people really think the Red Sox are going to be competitive this year, I think the Blue Jays are going to be very, very sneaky good. And so you have, you know, at least three teams. I think the Rays are going to be still competitive. And then if you have the Red Sox who are competitive, you're going to have four pretty good teams in that division and potentially two elite AL teams in that division. And then you have Baltimore. And I can't imagine that Baltimore is going to be, you know, it's not going to fare very well against these AL East teams. So I'm pretty heavy on the under to that win total.
The NL West says, excuse me, I would like to tell you that we are far superior. But say so. So you are a fan of the under win total for
63
Baltimore.
63.5.
What is it? 63.5? Okay.
Ooh. All right.
That's really low, man.
That is very low.
That's almost accidentally you can get better than that.
And you're also banking on the Red Sox, which, I mean, people have convinced themselves in this team.
I went over. I took it at 80.5. Right now, it's 7:33 in the morning. The local has it at 79.5.
The Red Sox. Under. That's your over-under.
Pound the under.
I'm going over, Wallach.
Well, all right. Yeah, Joey likes the over.
I'll be happy to take your money.
Want to?
I don't have any
money. Want to place a little wager?
All right. Well, we do that.
Please. John needs to save every penny.
It's in the 70s? When's the last time the over-under was in the 70s for the Red Sox before the season started?
Don't know.
Last year?
I don't know. I think they're going to be competitive. I think the new manager, they have to be better than a 500 team.
They're not.
To Dan's point, the division stuff, it is tough.
And when we get to the trade deadline, they're going to sell off pieces because they have to keep building the farm system because they won't be in competition.
I don't really know what pieces that they'll be able
to
sell off.
That guy Ottavino, they got him from the Yankees, not to keep him. They got him in the hopes that he'll close and they can flip him for a minor leaguer.
Oh, I don't know. I think they might keep him.
I don't think so. Mid-30s reliever?
All right. Well, they need someone. All right. Any action with the MVP or Cy Young races that you're interested in?
Who did I take, Dan? I took a Rosarena, I believe, in the American League.
And Ozuna.
And Ozuna in the National League.
Okay.
Yeah. My big problem with laying any sort of money this year on any MVP Cy Young is we're still in the middle of the COVID stuff. So all it takes is one COVID hit, and that player misses 10 to 14 games, and boom, I mean, it's kind of over. So my problem is I would take long shots or really nothing at all this year, especially for Bay. I think there's going to be such little value. You know, those are bets that you can make in season. I think you're honestly better off making those in season instead of preseason, just because, again, all it takes is one small COVID hit and that player's gone for 14 games.
Dan, put money on people who are in states where they can already get their shots.
Or, well, the Cardinals already have them.
Yeah, or a guy like Freddie Freeman already had COVID.
Well, the Cardinals are already at the Cardinals can dance in the streets now. They've reached their vaccine threshold, which I think is 80% of the team.
Yeah, that's kind of one thing that if I was a betting man right now, I'd be looking at. Which states, which teams have already gotten their vaccinations what you're saying, you know?
The Cardinals are at 80. It's either 75% or 80% vaccinated. So with their staff and team is at that point.
There'll be a ton of love for Arenado. I think Paul Goldschmidt is going to have a huge...
I like what you're saying. I do agree. Arenado is coming off a shoulder in a situation, and Goldschmidt just is not a fancy player, but he is a gold glove first baseman and a guy with a ton of power. All right. Are we doing a degenerate special or what?
Did you bring
doing?
One, guys? Did you get a good one?
I will tell you this real quick about baseball. Dan Lifshatz knew every player on every single team when we did this podcast. So I give him credit for that because I couldn't even do the Red Sox lineup, as you guys know. So he knows the stuff. And I'm high on the A's, man. Every year I put a bet on the A's to make the playoffs. And Dan has them, I believe, going to the pennant. Is that really winning the pennant?
I have Toronto winning the pennant.
Ah, Toronto, whatever. But the A's going far. Rich, I don't have a degenerate bet, but since it's opening day, I've always bet under in the first inning.
Okay. I like it.
It's something I've done every opening day.
All right.
First inning, no runs in the first inning. No runs.
Ooh, both teams or just the
both
Red Sox?
Teams. And I'm going to give you the line right now.
Are you aware who's pitching for Baltimore today?
I know.
All right.
But I go no runs first inning. I'll get you the line.
I love this. Hell yeah.
All right, no runs first
inning. I don't know if Dan's got something, but
No. There's nothing better than that. 200 on no runs in the first inning.
Lined up, but that's it.
All right, $200, no runs first inning. Let's do it. I'm doubling down with it.
All right.
Hopefully no one has any control issues coming right out of the gate. Hopefully no one has any control issues coming out of the game.
Never happens, right.
The Bankroll Boys, the Over-Under 98.5 podcast is available to download on the app, 98.5 The Sports Hub. You can also get it 98.5thesportshub.com, where all your all the other places, too. And also, listen to them live Saturday mornings from 7 to 9. I generally am driving somewhere I've never been before, so we're exploring.
Next week, WrestleMania.
Yo!
Yeah. Did you really bet on WrestleMania?
Oh, DraftKings, sure. Now the exclusive sponsor.
Yeah, but get in line. Whatever, poser. Yeah, yeah, you can kind of bet on it, sure. Roman Reigns will cut himself with a blade. All right. They'll throw darts at mankind. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. We will be right back. More Brookline 911 coming up at 8 o'clock. Our friend Gary Goldman at 8:20. Danny Ainge at 9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Joe Murray's all in on City on the Hill.
Couldn't say enough good things about it during the break.
I watched that first season, at least the first couple episodes, and it's fairly obvious that 90% of that show not filmed in Boston.
Okay.
Like it's almost like shamefully obvious that it was filmed in like Los Angeles. Or where I guarantee you, I haven't even looked it up, but I bet if you Google it, the majority of that show isn't even filmed here.
Well, Wahlberg, I mean, he was taking up all the space when he had the fake snow last summer or two summers ago going on in Dorchester when he was doing Spencer for Hire.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was like the Boondock Saints 2. I think there was a point in the movie, which by the way, if you want to watch it, first of all, I think we all agree, Boondock Saints is a trash movie. It's a movie that people who just like it because it was set in Boston say it's a great movie. It sucks. Boondock Saints 2 is a great movie. For all the wrong reasons. Like, it is so god-awful that it's worth watching. Dude, Judd Nelson is the bad guy. Like, Judd Nelson plays like a juice? Mafioso man in that film. What has Judd Nelson done since...
Juice?
He
was in Juice.
He was in New Jack City,
New Jack City, I'm sorry. Yeah.
What has he done since New Jack City?
Juice was Omar Epps, right?
How could I possibly made that... I made that mistake. That's
juice.
Awful.
How far will I go to get it?
That's right.
Catchphrase
very good in that.
Yeah, there was a scene, I believe, in the Boondock Saints 2 where a guy was hanging on a building or outside of a building in Boston. And in the background, there was a mountain range.
Listen,
so Boston looks a lot like Toronto.
I remember
we
had the entire cast in studio. That was our first year. I remember.
Oh
that.
Yeah, yeah. All the guys from the Boondock Saints came in studio, and you know, even Billy Connolly.
Yep.
You know,
he was there.
The class. Yep. And the dude who's now a star on The Walking Dead, and the other dude who was young Indiana Jones, and of course the director who had all that stuff said about him. And we talked to him about all that. But I mean, you want to talk about a movie that is just so amazingly awful that it's great? The Boondock Saints. Two. That's the best one.
Yeah. Are they still like letting people not pay taxes to film here?
Yeah. No. Yeah, they are.
Every time I go on the air, like, why the hell are they doing that? I get a bunch of emails like, jackass, you don't understand the movie industry. And I'm, okay, I don't understand. My bad. I like it, though. I like how they disrupt traffic. And then you can go to the movies and go, ooh, there's a building I know.
That's living
Fenway.
Downtown.
Fenway, look at that. Look,
as soon as the weather's nice, there are movie trailers outside of Boston Common constantly. Like, constantly there's movie trailers all over the place. And you'll see some, like, random star like Stephen Dorff having coffee across the street.
Just vaping. You know,
like, hey, it's the dude that was a bad guy in Blade. And then just, like, you know, random people walking around. And every once in a while you'll see, like, someone somewhat famous, like, you know, George Clooney. He's filming a movie here. But, the City on the Hill, I heard, is good. It was just tough to get through the first season. And the writer, I kind of like. I read an interview with a guy, and I guess he grew up in Mission Hill. And it's kind of a smartass, and I like him. But I don't know. Maybe it's one of those that just takes a while to kick in, possibly.
Yeah, so Tiger Woods, you know, he crashed his car, and they're saying that the cause has been determined, and they know what it is, but they can't tell people because of the privacy issues of it, which is interesting because I never knew when that was. Again, I don't understand the rules of anything. I don't understand the rules of the privacy of the crash, because when he backed his car in a one-car accident, back when you know, all the stuff came out about him having sex with other women, that certainly was all over the place. In fact, they had reenactments using computer simulations and stuff that was going on. But this one is private. And what is, it's obvious, he fell asleep. Some of the things for the reasoning for the crash are great. Like, it's an SUV and it's very windy. You were driving and it was so windy that it just flung your car three lanes over, or four lanes over a
median. There was no deceleration, as they said. He just flew right off the street. So if it's windy and your car starts getting out of control, what do? You slam on the brakes.
No, you have to accelerate into it and flip it. And another thing I heard that was, I mean, it is really interesting. Well, some of these SUVs have like automatic steering, in that if it sees that there's something, like, I guess in the left lane, and you tried to turn into the left lane and it sensed another car was there, it would kick you back into the right lane. And I thought, don't you think this would be more of a problem? Like, don't you think we'd all know about this if SUVs were. The SUV was taking, who made who? It was the Maximum Overdrive, and cars just started steering themselves off of roads. Yeah. I think we would have found out about that. The excuse making is hysterical. Now, listen, he only hurt himself. There's no other victim. I don't want to see him punished. I don't really care about what he did. But, I mean, the dude fell asleep. I mean, he fell asleep. He wasn't texting. All of this. I've driven a car now for 30 years, and I wouldn't say I'm the world's best driver, but I can really tell you that at no point have I been going fast and then just started crossing lanes into a medium. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, this is just a prime example that celebrities are treated differently than everyone else. This is the police chief is a Tiger Woods fanboy. This is not something they would normally do for anybody else, to release what happened. But we know how this happened, and we know exactly how the accident was caused, but we're going to ask him first if we're allowed to release that. No. I would say that he was a danger to society by flying across the road and slamming into a tree. Thank God he didn't kill anybody.
Right.
But I mean, this isn't something that you should get a free pass for because no one else was hurt.
And by the way, I mean, it's not completely ridiculous to speculate if pain pills were involved. He's had a prior problem with them. And also, he's coming off about 85 back surgeries. So, I mean, it's not ridiculous to think that that might be an issue. So that's not coming out. And then just to piggyback, very quickly, because then we'll get to Brookline 911 and Gary Goldman and Danny Ainge. We have a lot of show left to do. But just to piggyback on something, again, on what gets people in trouble, and I don't want anyone to get in trouble for anything. But, okay, by now you've read the messages that Kevin Durant has admitted that he sent to Michael Rapaport, correct? I've read them on the air.
Yes.
Yeah. Here is the story on CBS Sports about it. Actor Michael Rapaport posted screenshots of a private conversation between him and Brooklyn Nets star Kevin Durant on Thursday, and now KD is apologizing for his action. In the exchange, Durant uttered several homophobic slurs directed at Rapaport, and the actor originally called out the NBA star on how he handled an interview on national television. Durant took to Twitter later on Tuesday to apologize to Rapaport for his actions. That's the article.
I saw the apology, which wasn't even really an apology anyway.
No, that's the article, Rich.
That's all. By the way, that's the way it should be.
I know, but it's not for anyone else.
He apologized, it was over, but, you know, unfortunately,
no,
things,
but,
you know, get blown up, and it's, you know, is this a sincere apology? Did you really mean it? And, you know,
that's not even what it is. It's just, I don't care what your apology is. You're just apologizing because you have to apologize, and I don't care what it is. You should never work again. That's what it is. You should never work again. You should be shamed and never work. You should never have a job.
is what he, I want to know what the girl from Teen People put up. There are Teen Vogue. There was a young girl, an adult, that got fired the minute she got the editor position at Teen Vogue because when she was 17, she put up things on Twitter that people deemed offensive. And I want to know what she put up. Why should she have been fired? Let alone anything else. She was 17. Interesting.
It was racial stuff. It was like a couple. I think I don't know if it was quoting lyrics, but
oh, it was racial stuff. So saying that you are someone who guzzles by the gallon things that come out of men. That's perfectly okay. All right. Interesting. So we're clear. So from my understanding, based on the Steven Jackson and Ice Cube stuff, so anything against Jews is okay. And pretty much anything against gays is okay. All right, I get it.
As I said, I don't want the same level of punishment. I want the same level of forgiveness.
Well, I don't think it's coming off like I want anyone punished.
Yeah.
I just like to think if the tables were turned and Michael Rappaport had sent those things to KD. Now, I don't know what Michael Rappaport's career is now, but I have a feeling that he would be getting a lot more stuff.
He wouldn't be in Higher Learning 2.
Oh, that would be a shame.
Mm.
John Singleton really missed the mark on that. He was coming off one of the great films. And then
was that Menace to Society's follow-up?
No, he didn't do Menace to Society.
Oh,
he
that
did,
was the, those brothers.
He
the two
did
brothers.
The one with Ice Cube. Boys in the Hood.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
All right. Brookline 911. We have fresh ones. These have not yet been played. Real calls to the Brookline Police Department coming up right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.